Chapter 4, Vancouver City, Friday, July 15th, 1988. We had breakfast early in the morning. Lydia and her niece prepared some sandwiches, juice, and fruit. We were going to tour Vancouver City. I enjoyed listening to them talking. Ruth is American, and therefore her accent and vocabulary were different from Lydia, Pam, and Francis, which was new for me. We left at 11. Ruth's car was parked in front of the building. It was a new and very luxurious vehicle. I observed all the surroundings on our way to downtown. I told them that some of my students were going to be granted a degree in tourism management in a graduation ceremony that was going to be held that evening in the Holiday Inn Crown Plaza Hotel in Mexico City. We arrived at New Westminster at noon. We walked to the craft and clothing market. There I took a look at some books and postcards. I did not have much money on me, so I decided not to buy anything, just to look. The SkyTrain. Then we took the SkyTrain. In general, it is a transit system similar to the subway in Mexico. However, it is automated, meaning that it is operated by a computer, moving passengers very quickly, and the vehicles have less coaches. Lydia bought her ticket and told me where to buy mine. In some stations, you can purchase your ticket from the operator, but in some others, they have ticket vending machines embedded in the wall. Some of them accept exact change only. Fares vary depending on the zone. The city is divided in three zones. I bought a day pass. You can travel by bus, sea bus, and sky train all day with it. I paid $3.50 Canadian, which was around 7,000 pesos at that time. We traveled some stations. Compared to the Metro of Mexico, they have fewer stations, maybe 13. We got off the sky train and went for a walk. I was very excited about the tour. We walked towards a place that looked like Palacio de los Deportes, a bright white sphere-like planetarium theater that looked like a soccer ball at the top. At the entrance, we noticed that they had an exhibition of dinosaur models. Lydia said that this was a museum of science where they exhibited the wonders of science and technology. This museum is one of the major attractions for families in the city. It participated in the Expo 86, a world's fair on technology that took place in Vancouver. We took the SkyTrain again and traveled to the last station, this time to go to the Vancouver Convention and Exhibition Center, which is a huge facility located on the waterfront where the worldwide biggest ships arrive from any part of the world. It took us 40 minutes to go from one side to the other. They even had a hotel at the heart of the waterfront. We rested for a while. Ruth Ann asked about my impressions of the place. I'm sure she could tell by my reaction how excited I was in this wonderful city. I answered with pleasure. The Fairmount Hotel, Vancouver. Then we went to downtown. I learned two words, remind me, which means to cause someone to remember something, and a lot, which is a synonym for many. On our way, we passed by the Fairmount Hotel, Vancouver, which is at least 100 years old. Its facade resembles that of a small castle with a green roof, which is characteristic of many Canadian buildings. We walked through many clothing and craft stores. Then we rested for a few minutes and had lunch next to a small fountain. Once we finished, we continued the tour. The architecture of the buildings, restaurants with their patio, the stores and the people were very fascinating for me. I felt that I had been to many places in just the first 3 days of my trip. A revolving restaurant. Our next stop was in one of the tallest buildings in the city. There is a revolving restaurant on the top. We went up there and ordered some coffee. The waiter gave us a map of the city. Ruth Ann and Lydia gave me their maps as a gift. We took some pictures and talked about the classes Ruth Ann was going to give in Seattle. She said she would take her Japanese students throughout the city in a van. We also discussed some group activities and tips for teaching a foreign language. Later, we went to Stanley Park. We visited the zoo, which has various species of animals, such as penguins, grizzly bears, black bears, some seals, and different classes of fish. After spending some time there, we took the SkyTrain again, a sea bus. We took the sea bus, one of the services offered by the public transit that operates from the convention center to northern Vancouver. It is a huge ferry with windows all around, from which people can enjoy a stunning view of the city. It can seat up to 400 passengers, and the trip takes around 25 minutes. I checked every angle of the city from there. Even though I could hear people conversing, I could hardly understand what they were saying. Perhaps they were talking too fast and I was not familiar with the context of their conversation. I was very happy to be among Canadians and a mix of Asian and European foreigners. Upon arrival, I walked towards the Lonsdale Quay market and shops. It is a three-story market where you can buy all kinds of things, from food to any product you need. I remember having seen a fur store on one of the floors. It was quite an elegant and expensive place. I availed myself of the opportunity to touch some fur coats. Then I took a look at the rest of the stores. After leaving the market, we took a seat on the shore and looked at some ferries arriving and departing. Ruth Ann took a picture of me, and after resting for a little while, we got on the sea bus to go back to Lydia's place. Once there, we had some wine. A Chinese restaurant. It was 6 o'clock, the time Canadians usually have dinner, their main meal, so we went to a Chinese restaurant near Lydia's apartment. Of course, the menu was very strange to me. We ordered some rice with breaded fish. Ruth showed me how to use the well-known Chinese sticks. After trying for 30 minutes, I gave up and decided to use a regular fork. Once we finished, the waiter gave us a couple of sticks wrapped in plastic to take home. There was a message inside. Mine read, "Luck is on your side this month," and I agreed with that. After that, we walked to the beach and stayed there for almost an hour. Ruth Ann asked if I was thinking in English or Spanish in that moment. I said that I was thinking in my mother tongue, but I was aware of talking with them in English. All of us laughed, and then she and Lydia started talking in Dutch. We went back to Lydia's place, watched TV, and went to bed at 11 p.m.